So, the long wait is finally over. Advent has arrived. Andrew already knows, because he's been counting, that there are 26 sleeps until Christmas. Did you know that, Thea? Fantastic. The flat across the road from me, they've already put out their decorations on the front door. Has anyone else put up their decorations at home? There's nothing to be ashamed of, I think, this year, for those that have. I know that my mum was doing that this weekend as well. What about Christmas presents? Has anyone started buying their Christmas presents yet? Fantastic, I'm not alone. I've got pretty much all of mine done. The wonders of Amazon wish lists amongst family, it's fantastic. And so we begin our look at Advent, the season of getting ready for Christmas. And of course, Tesco have been ready since early October. I bought my first mince pies back then. And of course, there are the Christmas adverts. It's often said by people that they feel Christmas has arrived when it's either the John Lewis or the Coca-Cola advert. I want to see, by show of hands, which is it? Is it Coca-Cola or John Lewis? So hands up if Christmas is coming, if it's the John Lewis advert that you see. Few? Okay. Coca-Cola? Most people don't actually care either way. Which is good to hear, I'm guessing, because that means that it's not about the adverts themselves. But I can always remember when I was young, it was always the Coca-Cola advert. As soon as you saw that big lit-up Coca-Cola van with Santa on the side giving you the wink and the thumbs up, that was when Christmas finally started for so many people in my childhood and teenage years. So Advent, the time of getting ready for Christmas. But Christmas isn't just about remembering all the stuff of the world, the decorations and so on. Next one, please, Miller. Christmas is about remembering the fact that the world needed a saviour. As Isaiah says in verse 5 of our first reading, "But when we continue to sin against your ways, you were angry." The world is a mess, one of our own making. The end of verse 5, however, does give hope. Funnily enough, the symbol that our first Advent candle is shining for. It says, "How then can we be saved?" Now, you might think when first reading that, that's a statement of desperation. How are we going to be saved? It's not possible. But actually, I think it's actually giving us hope of saying, I know God's going to save us. I just don't know how. So this line in verse 5 is not showing us hopelessness, but instead the hope of the knowledge that we can be saved, just not knowing how it's going to happen. And this is where Christmas comes in. As we've already sung in our opening carol, Christ, the Son of God, comes to earth as a human to pay the ransom, the price for the sin of the world, and give his people victory over the grave. So in Advent, we get ready for celebrating the birth of the Saviour of the world, the core message from Christmas. But there's more. Next slide, please, Miller. In Mark 13, our second reading, we see Jesus is talking about the end of the world. Don't worry, it's not as desperate as the picture might make us think. Now, Isaiah does give us an image that this picture could represent. In verse 6, we see the description of an unsaved future, where we are shriveled like a leaf and swept away by our sins. Indeed, just after our, the reading ends from Isaiah. In verse 10, he talks about sacred cities being like deserts and all that we treasured lying in ruins. This is if God does not save us. But Jesus coming brings the offer of salvation. His life shows us a pattern for us to follow. His death takes the sin of the world on himself, and his resurrection shows Christ has power over death, so that rather than the desolation, like this image, we might be with God in glory. Next one, please, Miller. But celebrating Jesus' birth isn't the only thing that we should be waiting and getting ready for. Advent also points us towards our current waiting and getting ready for Jesus' return. And Jesus, in the reading in Mark, gives us three things to remember. The first, don't count the days. Anyone got any idea how many days have passed since Jesus left to return to the Father? I won't be nerdy and give you the exact number because I did look it up. Well, worked it out. But if we're going on the basis that that we think that Jesus returned in about 35 AD, then it's been over 700,000 days. Do you fancy counting that many days, Thea? I don't think anyone does. 700,000 days. All of that since Jesus returned to be with the Father. So Andrew, if you're watching, you can stop counting as well. Okay? But Jesus says only the Father knows when it's going to happen. So trying to work it out is pointless. So that's the first thing. Don't count the days. Only the Father knows. The second thing, everyone will know when it happens. Mark 13:26 may not be a specific description, but it tells us we won't miss it when it happens. As we see in Revelation chapter 2, every eye will see him. So there's no blink and you miss it. There's no worrying about being in the wrong country. Everyone will know when it happens. And the third thing, and key to Advent, watch. Or, as other translations put it, be alert. If anyone here was ever in the Scouts, be prepared. Get ready for Jesus when he comes back. How do we do that? We need to prepare our hearts. If you've not done so already, ask Jesus into your life. Ask Jesus to be your Savior. If you have, live out your faith by following Jesus' commands. Those on how to live, and also that we share the gospel with others. Not that that saves us. We don't live in a faith where we're ticking off boxes to show that we've done all the things right so that we can then be saved. Not that these actions save us, but rather it's because Jesus told us to. And so I finish with a question. If Jesus came back tomorrow, would you be ready? So, as we prepare to celebrate this Christmas, Don't forget to be prepared for the day when Jesus returns to us as well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent your Son to be the Saviour for the world, that whoever believes in him wouldn't die but would be able to live forever with you. We pray that this Advent season, whilst we remember that first Christmas and Jesus' birth, we also pray that you'd help us to keep on remembering that we are to be prepared, to wait, to watch and be ready for the day when your Son returns to us again. Amen.